Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You know, I'm very, very excited to be coming back to New Orleans. Especially at this point in my career, it kind of feels like everything's coming full circle. And obviously, with the success that the team has had in the last few years, I think, you know, being able to come back and just help, push the team just that through that one more step that I think it needs to be back in that Super Bowl again. Super excited and grateful for Mr. Benson and Mickey Loomis and Sean for giving me the opportunity to come back. New Orleans is family. I still have a place down there. My second daughter's middle name is Nola because I'm really. You know, I love that place. So, you know, I'm excited to be back in the community. My foundation has maintained our program in New Orleans over the last 6 years. So, you know, it feels like I'm coming back home.
How much have you grown as a player since the first time you were in New Orleans?
I think I've grown, you know, tremendously, mainly because I think I figured out, you know, what it is I do best. And what roles that, you know, that is. And I think, I have a better understanding of how to, you know, do that in the defense. And coaches, I think, have allowed me to really excel in that role. I think I've grown a lot just from learning the game, but also learning myself.
And over the same span, how much as a humanitarian, because your charitable donations and your work in the community are pretty well known, how much will you, I guess, dive into the situation now?
Yeah, I think, you know, for me, like I said, we started off my foundation in New Orleans and have maintained our programs there, even though I haven't been there in the last 6 years. So we're still giving out scholarships and doing our food drives. But I think like any community that we go into, it's really about assessing what the need is. And I think as we deal with this virus, not only from a health standpoint, but financially, and how it's, you know, really hurting a lot of people, especially in New Orleans. That's a service-based, tourist-based industry. You know, there's going to be some unique ways or some different ways people need help. And so, I think the first part is just really analyzing what the issues are and figuring out. How myself or my foundation or what other organizations are doing work that's effective and in supporting that.
Malcolm, it seems like you were a free agent for about a minute and a half before you chose the Saints. I mean, was this a matter of they were your first call, you were their first call, and you didn't need to hear from other teams, or did you have enough time to hear from a lot of teams and weigh other options?
Oh, yeah. I mean, for me, it really wasn't, you know, about the highest bidder or anything like that. I knew, you know, I wanted to either stay in Philadelphia or if I was going to go anywhere else, it was going to be New Orleans. Just because, you know, at this point in my career, I want to be you know, near my family. I want to be on a team that can win, you know, and I want to be happy. And so for me, this is my first choice, and it seemed to be mutual, so no need for me to really wait too much longer.
Did the Saints let you know? I mean, I know it seems obvious that they value things like your leadership and your ability to line guys up on the field, but did they convey to you that, you know, what they're looking for from you in those kind of areas?
Not yet. We talked very briefly, just, you know, very surface level, you know, what kind of defense they're running and things like that. But I think, you know, for me, what I want to come in is this is a whole different team, you know, since I was there. And so, you know, I don't want to come in and try to, you know, take over anything or change anything. They've already got it working. So for me, it's just figuring out what's my role. How do I, you know, help some of the younger guys develop? How do I, you know, support some of the leaders on the team already, and you know, master whatever my role is going to be on the team? But I think, you know, we got some time to define what that is.
Malcolm, I know you came back after the unfortunate death of Will Smith. Did that impact or motivate you to do more work in the community or anything like that?
No, I think if anything, you know, with Will, you know, passion, it made you appreciate the relationships you build in this game. And I think, you know, especially from that team, you know, that Super Bowl team, that kind of era, I'm still really tight with a bunch of those guys. And, you know, I still have Will Smith's picture in my locker, just because you build, you know, relationships, and it just lets you know that life is short.
Hey, Malcolm, first of all, congratulations. Second, I was just curious, I've been asking a lot of people this, just in light of everything that's happened the last few weeks, what has life been like for you the last week or so? How have you been training? I guess I know you have a family. Just what's been going on in your home life trying to navigate all this?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, with so much kind of like uncertainty, you know, you're trying not to panic and you know, be too crazy, but at the same time, you want to be, you know, you want to take precautions. So it's just been hanging out in the house, you know, doing things, cleaning up, reading books, you know, getting through that list of things that you put off, doing workouts in, you know, my backyard, you know, nothing too serious. I'm usually not training really hard at this time of the year anyway, but just trying to stay active. But the main thing, I think, you know, the priority right now is just staying safe, you know, staying inside as much as possible, just to make sure that, you know, one, myself and my family are safe, but that we're not also, you know, endangering anybody else.
So have you taken on the teacher role to your kids the last few weeks?
No, they are doing this homeschooling, you know, program. Next week I'm in charge of the history portion of their curriculum, so that'll be fun.
Malcolm, have you had the chance to reach out to any of the new guys you're going to be working with in the secondary?
No, not yet. I haven't yet. I think everybody's kind of just hanging out because with all of this this stuff going on, but I'm sure we'll be talking soon. I just talked to the defensive back coach yesterday, and so I think, you know, as 2 days go by, we'll start reaching out to all those guys.
They're down to just 3 Ohio State guys on the roster right now. That's pretty low for them. So
I know, man. I was disappointed. I was looking forward to being part of the entire, you know, Buckeye secondary. But
you got to know. John asked you earlier about how much you've grown as a player. I mean, I know you were a team captain, quarterback on the field type, even very early in your career. But How much has that always been a part of your game, and how much has that grown in your game, being that guy that people turn to get lined up and kind of see the whole defense? How much do you value that role when it comes to your game?
Yeah, I value the role because it helps us win. You know, not only I think early in my career it was really known the defense and being able to get guys lined up so that we were all on the same page. And I think over the years it's taken us the next step to where, you know, I'm able to get guys in position to make plays. You know, not just get lined up and run our defense, but to be able to, you know, put them in a spot where they can make a play. It's not necessarily just about, you know, me or whatever. But we were a lot more successful when, you know, you got guys, and not just me, but when you got a cast of guys that can really manipulate the defense based on what they see, based on what they study, and put, you know, teammates in the right position to make plays.
And Malcolm, I know you referenced this in your Players Tribune piece, but have you ever had the opportunity to do any sort of social justice work with DeMario Davis just through the Players Coalition or anything like that?
Yeah, I mean, we've been doing a ton of different things, especially early on where we really all were kind of doing the work together. As the years kind of go on, we've expanded, and guys are focused really on their market. So I know DeMario's been doing a lot in New Orleans, especially, and then some other stuff he's been doing, you know, around the border with immigration and things like that. So definitely, I'm very, very familiar with DeMario and his work. Pretty tight, and he's a big voice in the coalition. So I'm excited to kind of join his efforts when it comes to some of the social justice work in New Orleans.
And what's on your coronavirus quarantine reading list? You talk about reading books.
Let's see. Right now, I'm reading a book called "Heads of the Colored People." And then I wanted to read "Chimp: The Stories of Iceberg Slim." And then I got. Hold on, give me one second. I gotta pick up the book I just got. There's Michael Eric Dyson's book about Jay-Z. Those are the next ones in my queue.
Great. Does anybody else have any questions for Malcolm?
No, thank you, guys.
Thank you, everyone, and Malcolm, for participating this morning. Have a good week. Thanks, Malcolm.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.